Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, that is a green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak.
We paid $500 million to World Health when I was here, and I terminated. China, with 1.4 billion people, we have 325. They were paying $39 million, we were paying $500 million. It seemed a little unfair to me. So that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out. They offered me to come back for $39 million. In theory, it should be less than that, but pretty sad, though. Think of it. China pays $39 million, and we pay $500 million. And China's a bigger country.
Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. President Trump directed federal agencies to review tariffs and trade relations with China, Mexico, and Canada. He declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border and ordered the deployment of troops to address what he called a disastrous invasion. At least 14 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces during a joint interstate operation on the Chhattisgarh-Odisha border last night. The operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. The West Bengal government today approached the Calcutta High Court seeking death penalty for convict Sanjoy Roy in the RG Kaur rape and murder case. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialda had yesterday sentenced Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the case. The court had also directed the state government to give 17 lakh rupees to the family of the victim as compensation. Prime Minister Modi today lauded G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant for his book on the country's G20 presidency titled How India Scaled Mount G20. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the book gives a lucid perspective on efforts to further human-centric development in pursuit of a better planet. Earlier, Mr. Kant presented his book to the Prime Minister. Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan was discharged from Mumbai's Leelavati Hospital this evening and reached home amid heavy security. The actor had suffered multiple injuries after being stabbed in his home on the 16th of this month. Meanwhile, Mumbai police are questioning the alleged intruder, 30-year-old Shariful Islam Shehzad, alias Vijay Das, who attacked the actor with a knife after his failed robbery attempt. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election is in full swing. The BJP has assured to give financial assistance of 15,000 rupees to the youth of Delhi for competitive exams. Addressing media, senior BJP leader Anurag Thakur said, the party will provide free education from KG to PG for the needy students in government educational institutions. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal said, the AP-led Delhi government has made education free in Delhi and around 18 lakh poor children are getting free education. Addressing media, Congress leader Dr. Udit Raj alleged that AAP government in Delhi has ignored Dalit and Valmiki Samaj in the last 10 years. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended lower amid sell-off across all sectors triggered by global and domestic factors. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex sinked 1,235 points to close at 75,838. Similarly, Nifty 50 plunged 320 points to settle at 23,025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.